Hey there, fans. Brian Sanchez back here with you along Caro. We're bringing you live men's soccer here from Dominican University. Beautiful Dominican University. Warm day. Sun's beating on our face, but it's keeping us warm because it would be a cool day without it. No wind to be heard of here. It's just a beautiful day for soccer.
You know, in this second half, the Penguins are going to play downhill, and that'll certainly play to their advantage. Since, as we heard from Pedro, their tactic is keeping the ball down. And that is certainly what you want to do when going downhill. We saw what happened when you try to lift up the ball going downhill. And let's hope they go for a little bit more offense.
Okay, and we've started off here. And BYU started with the ball, and they have the ball now. And here it goes. BYU is going to go ahead and throw it in. BYU is up 1-0 here at the start of the second half. But Dominican has had a lot of good chances, Caro.
They are certainly playing well. And let's see if they can manage to get one goal in.
Yeah, all you need is one, because there are draws in soccer and you do get a point for a draw. So one goal will be worth the while. Two goals will be even better.
Of course. But things are looking pretty well. Dominicans having pretty well, you know, they're handling the ball right. They're not giving up. And they look calmer than they did when they took off at the end of last half.
They really do. And it looks like they're leaving Sam Vela at center mid. He started the game at defender. He's now at center mid.
You know, the only thing that worries me about Sam being center field is that he gets too much contact with the other defenders, and last half, we see him getting a bit angry about that. So, you know, you don't want your players to get a yellow card on account of that.
Yeah, you got to learn the balance between playing with emotion and letting emotions get the best of you. If you use them to your advantage, they can really work well. If not, they can ruin you.
Of course.
BYU's on the ball, midfield controlling. Here they come. There's a tackle by Valdez. He goes down low on the BYU player. BYU player is able to keep it. He's looking for a cross. He's down in the corner, the far corner, furthest away from us. Dominican is now going right to left from where you're sitting at home, with BYU going left to right, and they're on the attack right now. They have the ball at the top of the box. Nifty play there.
Oh, that could be a fault, and that could be a penalty.
No, you know what? It will be a penalty. I don't know if he'll get carded. It was outside the box, so you don't have to worry about a penalty kick.
Oh, good.
But Eric Lowe was going for a ball. He chipped it up over defender, and as he went up to get his head on it, his legs were taken out from under him. So that's an obvious foul. It looks like there will be no card because it had no malicious intent behind it. They were just trying to play, get the ball, good heart soccer. But he will get a nice free kick from about 25 yards out.
It is pretty close. And I am worried about that because our team is small.
And here comes the kick. He drives it up high. Oh,
nice post.
He went up top, you know, right shelf.
That is the uphill thing going on.
You know what? Absolutely. Because he went top right shelf. He tried to bend it back in, started outside, kind of like a backdoor slider in baseball. But because it was uphill, you didn't get the bend on it that you usually would get, and wasn't able to curl around the post and went out for a goal kick.
And it hit the goal post and just inches away of actually being in.
Yeah, I mean, the very nice free kick, very fortunate for Dominican there, because no matter what Eric Anderson, the goalkeeper, did on that one, he wasn't going to be able to get to that. It was a very well-placed shot.
It looks like our team is going to take advantage on the field on this half of the game.
Here comes the free kick. That goes into the middle. Looks like Evan Myers is in the middle. He heads it into the middle, but there's nobody there. A BYU defender gets his head on it. Evan Myers, with a little bit of a senseless challenge there, bumps into him. The referee's telling him to slow down a bit. He's been getting feisty. He got feisty at the end of the first half. Here's a long throw in the middle. Kobe crosses it in the middle, looking for Nuri, looking for David. No one's there. BYU able to clear it. Poised defending by BYU there. BYU sends it back across. They keep in control along the sideline very nicely. Dominican just looking for an opportunity to take it away. Looks like it's going to be a free kick outside because of a little shove. Here comes. It looks like it's going to be Evan Myers on the free kick. into the middle. Nice strong kick. Sam Bell is in there, but the 6'4" Majewski is in there again. You heard Pedro Guevara talk about it, how much havoc he can wreak on set pieces for Dominican, and it's really showing right now.
Yes, they do have to play to the ground, but that was a good kick, well-centered.
Now it's going to be, there's a little shove from a Dominican player, nothing big. It's just going to be a free kick, you know, just because it took away advantage, and here it comes into the middle. Vanderpool is there to keep it away. Vela in the middle gets it back out to Vanderpool, who tries to clear it. It bounces off defender back to him, right past Nuri. Nuri tried to make a play on it, couldn't move quick enough.
That was good defending, but we have to take the ball to our offensive side because we got stuck playing defensive last half, but I really think Dominican can accomplish something if they manage to get to the offensive side.
Very true. BYU controlling the ball. Looks like it's taken down. It looks like Dominican player Dale Howard took down a guy going on a break. Just a foul, no card. Hard challenge, not senseless. Pretty well timed, just a good hard challenge there, Carol.
Yes, and BYU gets a free kick, but a long one, you know, is not that close to the goal, so I'm not that worried about that one. Unless it goes high. Because it goes high, it could find a head that's well above the Dominican, you know, team because they're short.
And here it comes. It's a short pass. Well played, well defended there by Valdez.
Well,
nothing doing there. They were about 40 yards out, so a short pass is probably their best bet, although they did bring the 6'4 Majewski up into the middle there, the defender, for the set piece.
And I would like to see some more of what we saw in the first half, you know, that offensive thing.
Here comes Davi Mendez on the breakaway. He's getting pulled down. He's fine through it. I don't see how there isn't a foul called on this play. They were grabbing his jersey all the way. First, it looked like he was offsides. They let the play go. And then he's getting yanked down from the second he touches the ball. He's not quite sure why there isn't a foul. Neither am I. And it looks like it's just going to go out for a throw-in.
I think the referee is calling offside. No, because it's Dominican's ball. You know, it was offside. I just don't know how the referee didn't see that, if we could see that, because it was clearly offside.
You know what? It was right on plane with where we are, and we could see that when the ball was kicked, David Mendez was a good 3 feet in front of the back defender.
Even more.
So he was offsides, and then, so you think the play's going to get called dead, and then he's getting his jersey pulled all the way through the box.
You know, maybe that's why he didn't call the pull, because he noticed that he didn't call the offside. So he said, I'm not gonna call this fault and we're even.
Little give and take.
Yeah.
It can make some sense.
You know, with small things like this it's okay, but when you get maybe a bigger fault on the kicking area, that could be a problem. So you want your referee taking action with each fault, not compensating one after the other.
David Mendez just had a low cross into the box, but it was too close to the goalie, and the 6'7" goalie is able to get his hands on it. No problem for him. He boots it all the way downfield where Schilling gets ahead on it, and it's BYU ball at midfield. That's cross in the middle, lead pass. Schilling, it looks like Schilling, yes, he's going to beat the BYU player to it. That could have been dangerous, but Schilling, with his good speed and positioning, was able to overtake the BYU player, knock it out of bounds.
Once again, Dominican speed shows good for them because that could have been a good play for BYU.
Yeah, now BYU is bigger and they've proven to be slower. So the speed of Dominican, just enough to not get to the crucial balls.
Yes. And then again, that makes us wonder about that one goal that was more luck than tactic.
It hurts. It really hurts when you played good defense and didn't deserve to give up a goal, but it finds it back in the net anyway. We're 10 minutes into the second half. BYU up 1-0, controlling the ball in the attacking half of the field. David Mendez getting after it, and I really like the intensity he's playing with right now, Carol.
Yeah, I like them too. They are all really passionate. They are all good players. But like Pedro said, the only problem they have is actually managing to get the ball into the goal. And, you know, the game isn't won by playing well. It's won by getting goals inside of the goal.
No, you're absolutely right, and it's very difficult to find the back of the net. That's why it's not uncommon to see a 1-0 score or a 0-0 score in soccer. That's why it hasn't caught on as much in America as it is elsewhere, because they're saying who wants to see a 0-0 game as the ball's crossed in the middle for BYU, headed out towards the corner, and Eric Anderson's able to chase it down. Nice play from the goalie there.
We have a nice goalie here.
We have two. Anderson and Gibson are both very good. You couldn't go wrong either way. The freshman or the junior, the experience or the youth, you got a good chance to win no matter which way you go.
And there goes number 27.
That's Victor Robles down the side. He's looking for someone to help him in the middle. It looks like he's found someone. No, it's over the head of Kobe.
Oh, that's too long.
Kobe Mitnick tried to make a play on it. It was just over his head. Dominican gets the ball back, though. They've proven to be very good at winning the ball back.
Yes, they've done that.
Oh no, here goes Vela. Vela down the middle.
That a fault. And, you know, he pulled his shirt. So if the guy complains, he'll get a red card because the referee's waiting for them.
Oh, and a quick play there by Davi Mendez. Finds Myers on the side. But the defense was able to go. He laid it down quick. He caught the defense off guard, but they had a nice recovery. Great play all around by everybody involved. Oh, here comes a dangerous play. Eric Anderson is about 40, 45 yards out in front of the goal to try and beat a BYU player to a lead pass, and he almost missed it, which would have led to an easy goal.
He almost missed it, but he then again kicked the ball out of the field, so that's a ball for BYU.
It is going to be a BYU throw-in because Anderson with a very brave, we'll call it brave defending.
We'll call it brave because we like him.
We do. He's played so well, and really, on a shot that he's been ready to defend, he hasn't given up a goal. He gave it up when he was on the ground after blocking another one, much like the first one from the Dominican girls game for BYU. Here's a cross in the middle by BYU to a Dominican player who heads it out. Nice clearance for safety. Sends BYU all the way back to midfield. That was Valdez. BYU throw in, successful. Taken and taken back by BYU. Here comes a long shot.
Whoa.
Driven on goal. Nice pace. Anderson catches
excellent
it, no problem.
Excellent goalkeeping. You know, that could have been an easy goal if you didn't have a good goalkeeper. But we have one good goalkeeper and another one on the bench. So that was nowhere near close.
You're absolutely right. That was driven low and across the face of the goal. And it could have easily been a goal, but a nice dive and catch by Eric Anderson. Not just block, he got there so quick, he was able to catch it. Very impressive play by the freshman.
Very impressive play.
So here comes BYU with a throw-in down in the attacking quarter of the field now. Here they come, a little backheel flick. Oh, what's the call there? Offsides?
I think so.
That is going to be offsides, and I'll tell you what, if it was offsides, it was not by much, and he had a clever little backheel flick to a streaking man down the middle, and that would have been trouble for Anderson. But it only happened because he was offsides, and that's why he got called back. The BYU defender just clears it 50 feet up into a tree here behind us, Caro.
That's one of the plays that you can see that he just wanted to get it out of there.
Yeah, clearance for safety. A Schilling throws it in.
And that's a fault because he kicked him.
Upper leg. Not quite where Anderson got it.
Not quite.
But upper leg.
But, you know, Anderson has sure shown a lot of courage because another guy will be just begging to get out.
Oh, yeah, I think I would have been. If I get hit by a ball over here in that area, you're on your own, Caro. There's a cross in from deep, deep, 45 yards out. But the goalie comes out and gets a fist on it, knocks it away for a throw-in. Kobe Mitnick is going to take it on the side.
You know, if I had been the goalie, that ball was out of the field just by itself. It wasn't anywhere near the goal. That, for me, was just the goalie showing off, and that's a ball for Dominican.
Absolutely. So we get a little help there. Let's see if we can take advantage of it. The throw-in is meant for David Mendez, but it's taken away by the defender, Mishewski, the 6'4" defender, who really has been impressive, and he's done most of the work to shut down the Penguins' offense because every time they are not successful on a cross in the middle, it's because of him.
Yes. And I think that is more because of his height than anything else. Because he's managed to get all the long passes before the Dominican Penguins.
Here comes a substitution. It's going to be for BYU. It looks like, yes, it's going to be starter Bent Jensen is going to check back in, and Alex Anderson is going to check out. So a starter back in, maybe, you know, he played well at the beginning. He went on a couple streaks. Maybe they're going to try and get a second goal and put a fork in this game.
I hope we'll get to see a goal. And
they just had so many good chances. It seems like it's so easy to picture them getting a goal. But they've really gone away from the runs down the outside, Caro, and that worries me.
Yeah, that first place were really good. You know, the sides running to the front and then passing back to the center, those were really good plays. But like Pedro said, they have problems getting that last pass into the goal.
I mean, when they were streaking up the sidelines, you could see how excited Pedro got because he knew there was going to be a cross in, and he knows that's how they're going to score. And ever since maybe the sixth time it didn't work, they've been trying to force it into the middle, and Majewski's just been there to shut it down all day.
Yes, I would try going on the sidelines again because that really looked like something. I guess that's our best chance of getting a goal in.
You know, I'd have to say so. They talk about the speed of the wings here.
Yes.
And you got to take advantage, and when you're putting it down the middle against bigger defenders, the wings are just standing there being useless.
Because their wings are certainly on place. Oh, that's a good play.
Oh, here comes Zamfelli. He wins the ball back from Majewski, gets it out to Nuri Bonacosta, who's trying to cut it back inside. He gets tripped. They're waiting for a foul, and the referee's waving at him, get up, get up. Caro?
That just happens. I would have called it a fault, but then again, the referee's closer than I am. For where I'm sitting, that was a fault. But you know,
he was definitely going for the ball, but he got a lot of leg on that.
Well, you know, I would have called a fault, but I'm not a referee, so I guess he's right. But that was a good play.
Yeah, since he got away with no call, fantastic defensive play to shut down a scoring opportunity.
Yes. And let's see if they manage to get that sidelines thing going on, because those were good plays. And, yes, their problem lies in the middle with those big defenders.
And you bring up a good point, Caro, earlier when you said you weren't sure if you like Zamfelli at center mid. Now, of course, we're not saying he needs to be out of the game. He needs to be in the game. He's a very talented player. You heard Pedro talk about it.
Yes.
But in the middle, see, he was one of the guys that was really sparking those streaks down the side for the crosses. Vela started a lot of them.
Yes.
And when you moved him from that position into the middle, you haven't gotten the sideline plays like you have.
And besides, he likes his plays being complete. Him being able to pass the ball and see that what he did gets to somewhere. And on the middle field, he gets right, like, the defenders get too much in his face, so he gets frustrated because he cannot accomplish a pass or a full play. So that might attract a yellow card.
All right, this is going to be a corner kick for BYU, and this is where Pedro Guevara expressed concern because of how well BYU ran it and how big they are. Here comes the kick. It's going to be a low drive into the middle. It's going to find a head, but Eric Anderson is right there to put a roof on that ball, send it straight down, and get it out of there. Great play by him.
You know, that's classic goalkeeping, and that's where you want your goalkeeper to be, in the middle of it.
So here's BYU back on the ball. They're just meddling around in midfield. Nothing going on now. Ball's going to be back to Dominican. A long pass was just about 20 yards too long. Eric Anderson's going to pick it up in the box. There's nobody around. Search out for the next pass.
And that's a long kick, and that's right to the defenders, BYU defenders. And BYU has the ball, and the ball back to Dominican.
Oh, here comes the breakaway. This is the breakaway. The shot's on. It's a left foot shot. Nobody. Oh, no. And the left foot shot just nicks off the fingers of the goalie. Great play. That's where being 6'7" comes in handy. If he was an inch shorter, he would never reach it, and it'd be a goal. What a great play by Victor Robles.
You know, he made a great shot, and he was missing someone on his right to make that second strike.
But even without it, only the fact that this goalie is 6'7" saved that goal. But it is going to be a Dominican corner kick. Let's see what they can come up with here with a chance to score. The referee is going to go into the pile in front of the goal. He's very upset because the goalie's getting pushed around. It looks like it's Dominican players doing it, and he's going to break it up. It's getting chippy, Caro.
It is, and well, let's hope it doesn't get to anything serious, and let's hope they manage to do something different with their corner kick.
Here comes a cross from Mitnick, low, and it goes back behind the goal. Just a terrible cross there. Just no use to that at all. No chance for anything to ever happen with that, and that's a really poor, wasted opportunity.
Yes, but then again, that play was a good play. Let's hope to get more than that. Because if you get good plays and good chances, your odds are better. You know, if you shoot and shoot and shoot, you certainly get 1 out of 5 than 1 out of 2.
No, you're absolutely right. The odds are in your favor when you get more chances, and Dominican needs more chances. They got the majority of the chances early on. Ever since then, it seems like it's been all BYU. We're half hour into this half now. 20 minutes into this half. I'm sorry, I misspoke. 1-0 BYU still. BYU has the ball in the box, looking for a cross, gets it out. Here comes a shot. And that was really wide. It was overambitious from the territory that he was at. There were defenders in front of him. Anderson was ready. The ball went way out of bounds. Nothing doing there for BYU.
You know, for the way the game's progress, I think we can safely say that actually BYU is no match. Their offense is no match to the Dominican's defense because they haven't managed to get as near to a goal as Dominican has. But then again, that lucky goal made all the difference. If that goal hadn't happened, that I think it was more luck than actual tactic, this will be a very different story. I think we could have gotten one goal in if that one hasn't entered.
No, absolutely. We're getting the better chances. Their best chance was that chip in, but unfortunately it was such a good chance that nobody's going to miss it. And it is 1-0 BYU with 24 minutes left in the half. Plenty of time. Oh, and what a play. There's a run down the left side and a crossover to the middle to a wide-open man who kicks it back into the goal, but Anderson is able to get a hand on it and save it. Unbelievable play by the freshman. Eric Anderson really showing off the talent here. Unbelievable save by the freshman.
That was one good save.
Here comes the Dominican back down the sideline. Ball bounces over Mitnick, and it goes out of bounds for a BYU throw, and they're going to do it quickly, try and get it downfield, but Evan Myers is ready. Here comes BYU holding. BYU bringing it upfield. Here's the play for them. Just kind of meddling around in midfield, not really doing much. Ball's taken by Mitnick. What a play. Gets it to Nuri Bonacasa, who's streaking down the sideline. He's got defenders on him, but he's so fast, he's outrunning them. He's looking for somebody in the middle. It looks like he's going to have a couple. Oh, no, the defender got there on a slide. Nuri Bonacasa got it back. Coming down the side. Gets it in the middle. Nobody there. Majewski clears it. What an effort by Bonacasa, though. Cross into the middle, looking for Mendez. Finds Vela. Vela with the header. Vela, it bounces off the goalie, and it's back. Vela puts it in.
That's a good goal by Vela.
Sam Vela with the one-man effort heads it off the goalie. The ricochet comes right back to him. He kicks it in. 1-1. Dominican ties it up here with 22 minutes left in the half. Sam Vela.
And that's how you do it.
That's, you know why? Because that's DJ Sam I Am. That's radio.dominican.edu's own Sam I Am. We're here giving him the love. He gave it back. 1-1 Dominican.
And that's called? Your thank you.
That's
you're
called?
Welcome.
You're welcome.
Of course. You know, that was one good play. They worked hard for it. They built it, and they got it.
You know what? That was a fantastic cross from Robles. Found Vela's head across the field. Vela headed it off the left hand of the goalie, and it went right back to Vela, who just had to touch the ball, and it went flying into the goal. 1-1 here with 22 minutes left. We've talked about how Dominicans played the better offense. It finally showed, and now I have to say they have the advantage here with the better chance to go up 2-1.
That's the kind of goals you want to see. The goals that you build, that you work for them, and when they get in, you just feel happy about it because you feel that you work hard for it.
And, Caro, I got to bring it up. That was Sam Vela at the center mid. Pedro talked to you. He was a cheeky player, and that was a cheeky play. Very clever in the middle there.
Very clever in the middle.
Now, it may not, up until that point, it seemed like he should have played defense, and then one move and the coach is brilliant.
Yeah. You're right. Sam Vela is actually, you know, he's the kind of player you want in your team no matter where he plays because he plays a great defense and he plays a great middle. So that's one player you want in your team.
You're absolutely right. So the move pays off for the coach who's in his sixth season. He's been 3 years. He's been three seasons as both. And here comes the play. BYU has it on top of the box. Dominican's really playing defense with some spirit now. That goal really did a lot for them.
Yes. And, you know, one good thing about this team is that even though they got an earlier goal, they they didn't come down on their defense. Because usually when you get a goal, you tend to go down and get more goals. But Dominican has managed to play well.
They really have, and they look energized by that goal. It's 1-1 on the goal by the fellow communications major and radio host, Sam Vela, with the great individual effort after the cross from Victor Robles. Here comes the cross from BYU off the free kick. It's looking for a head. It might have found one. Oh, but it just nicks off. He was there, but he missed it. That was dangerous, Caro.
It was. But then again, we have a really good goalie. And I wouldn't put it past it to just jump and grab the ball.
He's already made one save that I already started making my goal call. I didn't believe he was going to get there, but he did. So he I'm did. Never going to count him out again. Here comes the boot from Anderson. A little short, but it found Valdez, who tries a backhand flick it, but it's unsuccessful, and BYU is back on the ball.
And BYU, you can see they're trying hard to put another goal in, but I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Here comes Robles again. He gives a lead pass to Kobe Mitnick, but Kobe Mitnick isn't able to get there. It was just a little too hard, a little too much pace on that one there, Carol, but it's a great idea, and Robles is really showing good vision on these last two goes down the field.
You know, you have to run. You have to try it. Even if it doesn't come to anything, you have to make the run and try it.
You know, Robles has made a big difference in this game. He's finding people in the middle. He's getting good opportunities. You talked in the women's game about there's people who get opportunities and people who make opportunities, and Robles is really in there making opportunities
right now. He certainly is. Oh!
And oh, goodness, BYU passes into the middle, and there's a kick opportunity. No! Wide. Pass the diving Anderson. Oh, my goodness, Caro, that was just feet away from being in.
Oh, that was so close. And, you know, Anderson almost missed the ball. But there was a defense Dominican player who kicked the ball right off there. So that's why you need a good defense and a good goalie.
That's team defense right there, folks. We're just under 20 minutes left. It's 1-1 Dominican in position to get a point here, looking for more than that. There's a lead pass to a BYU player. He streaks down the field. He's able to slide and get a foot on it, but it's nothing much. Eric Anderson picks it up, waves at him, tells him to get out of here, and looks to move this back down the field. Anderson is playing with some confidence right now.
You know, even though the ball was not near the goal post, Anderson got that. He's not letting the ball go.
No, I am so impressed with the play of Anderson right now.
Me too.
I can understand why he was getting all the praise from people that he was getting, and he deserves all of it.
You know, and Pedro was right when he said that this team is a good team. All they need is more practice, more experience, and I think...
Here comes Bonacosta down the side. He's looking for someone in the middle. He leaves it there for Davi Mendez. Too far out in front. Davi Mendez isn't able to get there. BYU clears it into a tennis court that's under construction, and that's going to be a throw-in for Dominican.
You know, I think the only thing this team needs is more experience, and I think we're looking at a really good team for next year.
No, absolutely. You just take the experience in this play we're seeing right now, add Pedro Guevara to it, and that makes any team better. They're going to be scary, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to winning this game, though, too. And here comes a cross in the middle low. Oh, and the defender's going to get there. They're going to clear it. But Dominican's going to have a man there. It's going to be Evan Myers again, who seems to be always near the ball. Gets it to Davi Mendez, who gets it to Bonacasa, who clears it across the middle. Oh!
That was a goal!
Davi Mendez leaves it off for Nuri Bonacosta, who puts it right over the 6'7" goalie. He cleared it over the giant, and that's going to be a goal and give Dominican the 2-1 lead. Dominican's passing pays off, and they take the lead.
That is one goal that you want to watch a recap of it. You want to watch the replay again and again because this huge goalie jumped to try to get the goal, and the ball got in. It was awesome.
Mendez and Bonacosta played like madmen right there, going after the ball. They weren't going to let anybody get in the way. What a play by Mendez and Bonacosta. And here they come back again. Here's Kobe Mitnick, who's been a catalyst for so much in this game. He's going to try and get a pass off. He does. It's going to be Sam Vela, who gives a leave pass. It was going to be to Bonacosta, but defender lifted his foot, got a play on it. Nice. Vela takes it back. Vela's looking for a pass. He finds Davi Mendez. Is it going to be an offsides call?
I'm pretty sure it was an offside, though.
Nope, they gave it a foul. There was a push. They gave Vela a push on winning the ball. That was very confusing, but we got it straightened out. Vela pushed off to get the ball, and that's why BYU got the ball back. Here's a throw-in for Dominican after the ball goes out. Dominican up 2-1, and it seems like they're now running with such vigor that they haven't played 70 minutes already because they are so amped up right now. They can sense a win coming, But the problem is now, if you get too excited and overplay, you give up an easy goal, so they need to make sure they hang back, stay in their lanes, and play good defense.
Of course. But, you know, Dominguez has managed to play a good defense so far, and I see that they all pretty well pull together. I don't see them running in different directions. They're pretty well contained.
Here comes a kick from Anderson after he saved a slow roller. Robles went to get it, got shoved a little bit. Bonacosta got shoved too. That's back-to-back shoves. I'm not sure if there's ever going to be a call. There finally is. There's going to be a free kick, and this is going to be in a good territory to get it cross on, find ahead, and get another goal.
It is. But then again, this is a place when a free kick is good, but then again, your kickers are not that great, so I wouldn't try to put it directly on the goal. I would try to make a pass and build a play around it.
And it is going to be Fabian Valdez on the free kick. Dominican's bunching up, getting their set piece ready. They're all shoving each other. BYU and Dominican are getting very chippy, shoving each other, looking at referees, asking for a call. Everybody thinks everybody's wrong. Evan Myers is getting up in the face of defenders. He's getting testy. He could be in trouble soon.
He could be.
It looks like there's going to be cards, and I'm not going to be surprised if it's on Evan Myers because he's out of control right now. He's not controlling his emotions. His emotions are controlling him. And he's not playing with any control out there on the pitch. This is not good.
I think he's going to get a card. Has he gotten one already?
No, that was Manny who got the card. But yeah. Evan Myers, he's been in danger of getting one all along.
Yes. There's just about, he's a good defender, so it will be really, really, really bad for the team to have him off the field.
Oh, he's been great. And he's just trying to pick a fight right now with other players, and it's just senseless. And what he's doing is hurting his team. He's not helping him. He's not pumping up. He's really hurting his team right now because he needs to change his style of play. Here comes the low cross in. No play there from BYU. David Mendez is able to get a foot to it, get it back. He's going to try and get it back. He does get it back. He's playing with it in the corner. He's going to try and kick it off someone for a corner. He tries to split two defenders. He can't. But there's going to be a call. It looks like they're going to call a foul.
On who?
On BYU, it seems. It looks like it's going to be on David Mendez. David Mendez for a shove. There's a play. He got kind of flipped up in the air a little bit on because he had two defenders. And he didn't like what was happening, so he shoved a defender off of him. They called a harmless foul on him there. BYU ball. Evan Myers boots one as a clearance into the stands. This got to be the 15th ball I've seen going in the stands today between both games, Carol.
You know, they're doing a really good game. But if I were the coach, you know, you cannot call timeout, but you have to tell your players to cool it off because you're winning and you don't want to risk that over a yellow card.
Another foul called on a Dominican shove, and I'm starting to get worried about the amount of shoving. We're under 15 minutes now with Dominican leading 2-1. But if they get another yellow or get a red and go a man down, they're really going to be susceptible to giving up a tie. But they really need to hold on to this game.
And is it a corner kick?
It's going to be a free kick.
That could be dangerous.
About 37 yards out. Here it comes. Into the middle, low. They get a foot on it. Oh, no, they're dribbling it in the middle of the box. Evan Myers playing defense. Oh, no, there's two men there. Eric Anderson dives, but it slips under him on the dive. And that's a goal for BYU. It looks like they're calling a – wait a minute. It might not be.
They might be calling it a fault, right? I see the referee signaling a no.
He held up his hands in the motion of giving a card, and I'll tell you what. Is the same little guy that scored the goal before, scored this one, which again was just a ricochet that found his foot and happened to go into the goal. He ran in front of the Dominican crowd, pumping his fist, yelling into the stands, letting him know that he just scored another goal, which anyone could have scored.
And you know, the referee does not look happy. He has his hand on his pocket, and that always means card. And
goal is going to stand.
I think he's going to talk about it with the other referee.
And I'll tell you what, the display...
You know, I did see some not tasteful kicks back there.
The display that Mark Davis, the senior, is putting on here today is so awful that BYU should be embarrassed for their two goals because they've done nothing to earn those two goals, but they celebrate them like they just won the World Cup. I'm embarrassed for them. So they're going to play now. They're going to let it stand.
They're going to allow it.
I did see some
pushes and kicks back there. But, you know, all of those players together near the goal is just almost impossible to say.
And I'll tell you what, it's going to be hard for the Dominican men's soccer team to keep their composure here because this BYU team is just has no class. But if you drop to their level, you're just going to start picking up cards too, and you won't be able to play your game. Dominican is the better team with the better offense, and they need to play like it.
You know, I'm afraid that's what's going to happen because they are already kind of angry, and this was just messy.
13 minutes left. It's tied 2-2. BYU tied it up on another luck goal that just found a foot. It took no effort. It took no set piece. It took no play to set it up. It's just luck again, unlike the two Dominican goals, which took a great amount of skill. Here comes Dominican on the attack. Vela tries to get it all the way up to Colby, about 30 yards away. Unsuccessful. BYU gets it back. And I'll tell you what, Dominican's starting to shove, and I'm really worried that they're going to do something rash, and it's really going to hurt their chances of winning this game, Caro.
I'm afraid of that, too, because, you know, I think they have a right to be angry, especially not only because of the goal and the way they celebrated it, because the referee doubted it. And if you saw the referee doubting it, you say, oh, that wasn't valid. And then you get angry.
I'll tell you what, you can tell the Dominican is playing angry, none more than Evan Myers and Colby Mitnick. And my problem now is that Evan Myers is starting to try and do too much, and he's getting out of position because he's just blinded by anger, and this could lead to bad things. There's only 12 minutes left. The game's tied. You don't want to give one up in these final 12 minutes. At least hold on to the draw is the least you can do right now. Just don't give up a foolish goal because you are angry.
Let's see what happens, because I'm afraid. I think the main weakness of our team is that they are all too young and too impulsive. So I am afraid of the emotions running on the team.
Here's a cross in by BYU. Oh, and it's off the head, and it goes over into the post. It hits the bottom of the post, and they're going to call it in. They're going to say,
it's not
a goal.
No,
they're not. No. I'll tell you what, BYU is celebrating like they just won the World Cup, but it's not a goal. They don't realize that it hit the top of the post and it didn't go in. These people have no idea what's going on.
You know, Mark Davis, number two, who kicked the shot, that guy should get a yellow card, because you get a yellow card for anti-sporting behavior. And that's not sporting behavior. Celebrating in that way before you even know if it's a goal, that's not sport behavior.
And that would be his third time. And if he doesn't get carded for unsportsmanlike behavior, then I don't understand who will ever get carded for it, because he has just been awful in this game. His own coach has been yelling at him, telling him to knock it off. When your own coach doesn't like the way you're acting, who is?
No one. That's who. And, you know, that's just so sad, because everyone was so excited and it wasn't a goal. And I really want Dominican to get another goal just to get back at them.
So just a recap, we're just inside 11 minutes now. It is still 2-2. The goal does not count. It did not go all the way in. The ball has to completely go in the goal. It can't just cross a little bit like it does in football, American football. It's 2-2 with 10:45 left. Valdez on the free kick from about 35 yards out. He's going to be looking for a head, going to try and take the lead in this one. The referee is talking to a group of three BYU players. Two of them are the ones who celebrate the most, and I think he's telling them he's sick of them and the way they're behaving.
Oh, he's walking to the Dominican players, and he does not look happy. I would not want to be that referee.
No, absolutely not. And he's talking to Evan Myers again. And here comes the cross in, and it finds a head. It finds the head of...
It was a good try, but it didn't go nowhere near the goal.
It found Myers, who's the most upset. And yes, it went way off, and he's saying he got pushed. I couldn't tell. There's such a jumble of bodies. We lost it. I can only keep eyes on the ball on that play.
But here, you know, the sun's starting to get on their faces, too, because if it's getting on my face, it's certainly getting on their faces. And that's going to make it hard for the ball to go in.
Oh, no, here comes BYU on a drive. There's three against two. Here comes one. Here comes a pass to the outside. Possible shot. Oh, sloppy touch. He does it. Cross cage. Oh, but Anderson gets a finger on it, and it barely goes out because Anderson nicked it, and it's going to go out for a free throw all the way for Dominican on the other side of the field. Nice goaltending there by Anderson.
Anderson has certainly saved the game, because our two goals are when he's down on the ground from just saving one goal, you know, and rebound kicks.
And there's one that's rolled to Anderson, but it hits one of those famous Forest Meadows divots, and it bounces up all the way to his head, but he's able to make a play on it, so he's good. He clears it downfield to a BYU defender. And here we go, Dominican on the attacking half of the field, but without the ball. Here's the play. Howard has it. Howard gives it back to Myers. Myers is able to get it back to Howard, who's looking for Vela. Can't find him. They're going to call a foul on the play. And I'll tell you what, there are BYU fans here, and they act about as classy as the players do. I'm really not impressed with BYU Hawaii in any aspect of this.
You know, they proved to have all the delicacy of an elephant. They certainly do not deserve the two goals they have got.
Here comes the free kick into the middle, looking for a head. The goalie's going to have it, no problem. It was over everybody, and he's 6'7", so it's not a problem for him. We're inside 9 minutes. We're at 8 minutes. It's still 2-2 here in the second half of this game. The third goal almost went in, but it hit the bottom of the post and came back out. It was celebrated like it was a goal, but it in fact wasn't, so it's still 2-2. Dominican tied here. Took the lead here with two goals, gave it up, and now they're tied.
You know, if this were any other team, I would be happy with the score right now. 2-2 is a pretty good score. But seeing the attitude of the other team's players, I certainly do not want this to end in a tie.
And believe me, neither does our Dominican soccer team. They're going at it so vicious right now. They're so ferocious out there. David Mendez is coming all the way back on defense, and he's just getting after people. And I was impressed with his play in the first half. Now he's playing an all-around game, and he's just stellar right now. Really, I think BYU is starting to bring out the best in Dominican because they are playing angry in a good way, not in a harmful way.
You know, he just pushed a bit another player around, and the referee allowed that. And I guess that is because the other team has not proved to be classy. If you recall the last World Cup, there was this game, Argentina versus Mexico, and the referee let slide one penalty. And then when Chicharito hit the other player, the referee allowed that. So that's a way of saying, I know I did some bad calls, and I guess he's compensating for allowing the last goal for BYU.
And we're here with just 6 minutes, a little over 6 minutes left in regulation. Dominican volleying headers back and forth. Mendez on the ball. Mendez loses it to a BYU defender. Mendez is going after it like a madman. He got elbowed in the face while he kicked the guy in the foot, so it's going to be a foul on him, but he's going to take some pain away from it. 6:30 left. Score's still 2-2. BYU with a free kick from midfield. Shots on. Anderson's there easy. He just picks it up. Not going to be a problem. Robles wants it deep on the left side. Anderson can't get it there, and a BYU defender gets back in time. The kick from Anderson is high into midfield. BYU heads it backwards, and Bonacossa gets hands on it. And there's Colby Mitnick. He's making the play down the sideline. He's looking for someone in the middle to get it to. He's fighting off a defender. He does. He avoids him. He's got Bonacossa, but he gets it back to Valdez. Valdez is looking in the middle, looking for someone to help him out. They need some movement. Mendez gets a head on the cross, but the 6'7" goalie is able to dive and get a hand on it, keep it away. Nice save. Nice use of being 6'7".
Yes. Actually, the ball wasn't going into the goal. But, you know, the goalie still jumped, and it was a good play. If we get some more like that, we will be able to, you know, get one more goal in.
Here's going to be Valdez on a free kick from about 35 yards out. He's going to look for someone in the middle. Let's hope Myers doesn't get testy in the pack. This is where he's had the problems before. The referee's whistling. He's going to talk to some guys. He's got some issues. Now they're going to move the wall in front of Valdez back. It was too close. Here comes the kick from Valdez. Into the middle, finds a head, goes out of bounds. That found the head of Corey Vanderpool, but it was too high, and he did well just to get a head on it, but there's really no opportunity there. We're inside 5 minutes left, still tied 2-2. Dominican trying to get the lead back, win this game. They're in position to get a point, but they want much more than that. Here's the play. BYU has it. Vela chasing him down, not able to get it. Here's Howard. BYU kicks it out wide. That goes out of bounds. That's a Dominican throw in. It's going to be Ryan Schilling on the throw. Ryan Schilling looking around, looking for David Mendez. David Mendez, who gets taken down on the play by Majewski, the 6'4" defender. The BYU crowd is calling the referee awful. I'm not sure because Majewski definitely kicked him in the leg while he was jumping for the ball.
So it's
going to be a Dominican free kick.
I think I I'm not really sure. I'm going to look on it. But I'm pretty sure you can give a fault to a team on account or of their crowd.
Now, they're not that bad, but
no,
they
but
were upset with a call that looked pretty clearly to be a foul. Here's going to be Valdez on the free kick.
It is one Dominican rule.
Here comes Valdez into the middle, looking for a head. The goalie misplays it. Oh, and it goes wide by 2 feet. The goalie went down to pick it up, and he missed it. And the ball almost went in on its own.
Is he calling a fault? Is the goalie calling a fault?
The referee looks upset about something. There was a lot of shoving going on.
I think the referee called a fault.
Nope, it's going to be a corner kick for Dominican.
Okay, that's
He was
good.
Just warning them to cool it. It's going to be a corner kick. They're going to say it went off of BYU Hawaii, and here it comes from Mitnick. It's a low drive, looking for a head, doesn't find one. Sam Vela gets a foot on it. It goes backwards. He's trying to wrestle the ball back. Here comes Evan Myers. He gets it out to Colby Mitnick out wide. Mitnick dribbling, looking for help. He finds Myers. Myers, who boots it. Oh, and it's off the goalie, and it just goes over the post. He kicked it right off the goalie. It almost went in the goal anyway. We have just snuck inside 2 minutes. 2 minutes, 55 seconds left. 3 minutes, I'm sorry. 2 minutes, 54 seconds left. It's still 2-2. It's going to be another corner for Dominican. The first one worked out pretty well, Carol.
Yeah, it was a really good corner kick, and let's hope this one comes out better.
Here it is, low again. I can't tell what happened there.
It went off the side.
It went off the side. Yes, that's out of bounds. It's going to be a goal kick.
And, you know, I think BYU needs to chill it because...
So it's going to be a throw-in now for BYU. It's 2-2 with just about 2 minutes left. Two's all on the board. And here they go. BYU's got it deep in the zone, but Evan Myers is there, and it's not going to trouble him at all. He's going to head it to Anderson, who gets run into by the player, and Anderson's upset about it. He doesn't understand why it's happening. And I'll tell you what, the Dominican bench is getting chirpy at players on the field. There's 2 minutes left now. It's still 2-2 Dominican. Plenty of time for one last late run. If they can get a set piece or get a free kick, they definitely have a shot. The referee is calling for a card now, and who's he going to give it to? It's going to be on the problem kid. It's going to be on Mark Davis, the senior for BYU Hawaii, the one who's done all the celebrating, the one who we've commented on being clapped.
And, oh, he's going to give it to both.
Yep, it's going to go to Vanderpool as well. They were jawing and pushing each other in the back. He's going to give it to both.
And
they're
complain.
Really this ref is really trying to take control of this game, and I have to commend him for it because it needs to happen. But these boys are out of control. We're inside 2 minutes, minute 45 left. There was a double yellow card. Now Myers is chirping at Davis. Davis is the man who just got the yellow card.
And all the team is up and yelling at the referee, and that is not well for the team.
Nope, they really, you know what, there's a minute 45 left. Just suck it up for a minute 45 and let's play some soccer. Let's get it on. You have time to make a run, to get a free kick, to get a set piece. You can still get a goal. The defense has been so strong, they can hold them for another minute 45. Let's just play some soccer. It's going to be a Dominican throw-in. No, it's not. Valdez is holding the ball on the sideline, looking like he's going to throw it in. I think he's bringing it back into play now. The ref's going to have to take some time to do his bookings because there's plenty of them this game. It's been, you know what, Pedro Guevara said before the game even started, this is going to be a chirpy game. It's going to be testy because these two teams don't like each other and they like to talk a lot. And now it's happening. You know what the ref's doing? The ref is moving some fans who are sitting behind the goal line, and he's moving them to the sidelines. Because the fans were yelling at the BYU players because they're sick of them too. So this ref is really controlling the whole game. He's playing, controlling on the pitch, off the pitch. I have to really commend the effort.
Yeah, that's some good refereeing, you know, because it's hard to get all these young people playing. They are high on testosterone. They're high on their spirits. And it's pretty hard to contain a crowd and the players like that.
Absolutely right. And it looks like he's talking to captains from each team, saying there's a minute 45 left. Let's just play some soccer. Let's finish this game out. Nobody needs to get hurt. Anderson's going to have the ball. He's dribbling it. The goalie's dribbling it, looking for a pass. Now he picks it up. Boots it downfield. Looks like he found Vela. Vela, backhead flick to Robles. Not going to work. But Vela gets it back, kicks it out of bounds. It's going to be a throw-in for BYU Hawaii. We are under a minute 30 left, still tied 2-2.
That was a good effort, but we need to see more, get them closer on the offense. But, you know, at this point in the game, as long as they don't get another goal in from the BYU, everything's fine.
And here comes BYU. They're controlling in midfield. Looks like they're playing for the last shot. Robles goes in and takes it back. Robles gets it to Vela. Vela tries to advance it. Nobody's there. Nuri was too far up. He couldn't find him. Bonacosta not there. Mendez not there. It's going to be a BYU throw-in. And here it comes. It finds Vela's head, but it goes back to the man who originally threw it in. That ball's way high. We're inside a minute. We're at 45 seconds. There's a foul on the play. That's going to waste a lot of time. BYU's going to try and hurry up because there's a foul on Dominican. We're almost at 30 seconds left here, folks. It's still tied 2-2. You get points for a draw in soccer, so it's not the worst thing possible, but you want a win, especially when you had the lead late in the second half. Here it comes. We're under 30 seconds. The flick is on. The header is off. Way off. Not going to trouble anybody. Anderson's going to hustle to it, try and play it in with 20 seconds left.
You know, that was a good chance for BYU. If they had been a little bit more tactical, they have the height on their side. They have the strength on their side. That could have been a goal.
Absolutely. You know what? It was a dangerous play, but we're at 4 seconds left. 3, 2, 1. The goal kick is going to go off. That's going to be the final buzzer. You know what? You get a point, which is always nice this late in the season, but they played so well.
They play so well. And, you know, putting aside that they play so well, the other team plays so bad.
Yeah, you know what? But Dominican really played well, and they really deserved a win. But you know what? They got a tie. They got points. So it's nice to not come away from this game empty-handed. The offense really was impressive. Mendez, Bonacosta, Vela really showed off the talents along with Mitnick today.
And, you know, two goals are really good. You know, tied 2-2 is a really good score. And, you know, if you watch this as a season preparation for next year, when everyone has 1 year of experience, this is pretty good experience because you get to know the players, you get, you know, to get to know your team, and they're going to do so much better next year.
And now what we're going to do now is, so they get the point for the tie, but now they're going to head into an overtime with a chance to win this. The overtime is going to start in 5 minutes. We're going to stay here with you, of course. We're going to broadcast the overtime because we really feel a win coming. This offense is moving so well. Caro and I will be back with you in 4 minutes when the overtime gets started. I'm Brian Sanchez for Caro. This is radio.dominican.edu. Back in 4 minutes.
Stay tuned. She said love, love above. Now it's gonna take me to love. All right now, baby, it's all right now, yeah. All right now, baby, it's all right now.
Sanchez back here alongside Caro. We're bringing you the overtime of Dominican soccer. You know what? The first two halves were so good. Why not throw a little extra time in there? Let's get a decision in this one. What do you say? What do you say, Caro?
Yes. Let's do that.
It looks like BYU. It's going to be a 10-minute sudden victory match. If the score remains tied, there's going to be a 2-minute intermission. Okay, if it's tied, there will be a 2-minute intermission and then another 10-minute period. So there's a potential for another 20 minutes of soccer here. There's going to be a good chance that a goal is going to be scored because these teams are exhausted, and rightly so. Now, the one thing I've noticed for BYU is number two, the player who scored the goal and yelled at the crowd, and he actually had an obscene gesture pointed towards the Dominican bench on the field. He has been pulled from the game, so you like to see that. So now we don't need to worry about him anymore. And Dominican has the ball, Kobe Mitnick with it in the middle, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to go for the sudden death victory with two 10-minute periods.
You know, the only thing that worries me about overtime is that usually the best team doesn't end up winning. The team that ends up winning is the one that can stand up until the end of the extra 20 minutes. And our team is really good, but the other team is more athletic. So I'm a little bit concerned about the extra time.
And the other thing you worry about is, since the speed is our key, with the exhaustion that's starting to set in after playing already 90 minutes and now adding another 10 on, is the speed dropping down to a level that's similar to BYU, and then the size won't be able to be handled? Because right now the only reason they can handle the size is because of the speed.
Yes. On the upside, we are playing uphill this first 10 minutes. So that means the hardest 10 minutes, that's the next one, and we're going to be playing downhill, and that's going to be easier on the players.
Absolutely right. BYU is going from right to left. That is downhill.
Good defense.
Dominican is going from left to right, which is uphill here. Now, Dominican, although it's important to note, Dominican scored both goals while going downhill.
Yes.
And BYU scored one on each side. So, Dominican, it looks like the goal is going to be to survive this first 10 and head back downhill, as BYU has control of it about 30 yards out. It's going to be a long shot attempt, which is just fruitless. Nothing comes of that. Here comes Colby Mitnick with the ball. Makes a nice play to get past a couple defenders. There's a play up. BYU takes it. Mitnick's going after it. Sloppy challenge.
It's just a fault. No card.
That's good. I wasn't card worthy. It's just worth a little glare from the ref saying, hey, I don't want to be carding anymore.
Yes.
So please don't force my hand. This ref really does have good control of the game.
You don't want any cards, even a yellow one, because there's no chance of changing players on the extra time. You have to stick with the players you got on the field. Oh, and that was a fault.
David Mendez just got knocked down with no call. BYU with a beautiful lead pass, chips it up over the goal, and that one goes wide. Oh, my goodness. I thought it was over. That one was passed. That one goes wide, though. It goes 5 feet out. Nice play by BYU.
Nice play.
A little back and forth.
But then again, they pushed our player to the ground.
David Mendez did get shoved with no call, but BYU with a nice little two-man game got into the game. Got a nice goal. You've got to worry about that a little bit. Here comes Dominican. They have it back in the attacking.
Nice defending.
Fourth, David Mendez battling Majewski, the 6'4" defender who's been such a problem. David Mendez is really pouring his heart out on the field right now, Carol.
He is. And maybe he will get a reward with another goal. Let's hope so.
Yeah, we can only hope. Here comes the header. That goes to Vela. Vela dumps it back to Howard. Howard gets it over to Mitnick, who has a bit harsh of a touch and loses it, but gets it back. So Mitnick goes out. Valdez went to break left. Mitnick passed it right. Miscommunication there. Ball goes back to BYU. BYU on the ball, bringing it upfield.
And good defending.
Yep. That was very good defending. And here comes BYU in the box with an opportunity. They're in the corner now. There's two of them in the corner. Two for each team. BYU tries to split the defender unsuccessfully. Cleared back out to midfield where BYU gets a hold of it. And then Howard kicks it and clears it from there. Mitnick gets it. And he's trying to keep it away from defenders, and he does so nicely. Mitnick is a really fiery little player. He leaves it in the middle, but Howard goes the wrong way. Not able to get it. Here comes the advance from BYU. Nice defense there. Very nice defense by Vanderpool. But now there was a trip, and a BYU player went down hard there, Caro.
You know, that could have been a fault. I am not sure. Because there were a lot of kicks right there, but I wouldn't call it a fault as long as Dominican doesn't complain about the call.
Now, you know what? I think Dominican now had a chance to talk with their coach, and they're smart enough to know just leave the ref alone. Nothing good's going to come of it, and they're really playing smart football right here.
Yes, and they seem more cool-headed than on the last half. Then again, because I think they talked to their coach.
Yes. Here comes BYU at the middle of the field. They're controlling. Their pass goes unrewarded, but there's a foul on the play. There's a little shove there on the play by Vanderpool.
You know, I'm just going to call this like I see it. I think BYU players are just dropping to the ground in hope that they'll get a yellow card for Dominican.
The flop has been called out. It is a common soccer term. people know that soccer players flop. It's often the butt of a joke here, but it's because it really happens. And BYU Hawaii might be trying to implement the flop here. The cross goes into the middle to the big 6'4" Majewski, but it goes off his head out of bounds. No problem there. It's going to be Anderson on a goal kick with 4 minutes, 30 seconds left. We are tied 2-2 here in sudden death overtime, the first 10-minute period.
That was a nice play by BYU because it was counting on their strength and their height. If our goalkeeper wasn't that good, that could have been an easy goal.
Oh, absolutely. Here comes the play. BYU has it again down the sideline. Here comes it. The defender has come all the way back up. He has it in the corner. Valdez is marking him. Valdez is keeping him complaint. Yeah, this is very good marking by Valdez. Valdez kicks it out to Myers, who's able to clear it from the back to Mendez, who tries to get ahead on it unsuccessfully.
But excellent still, clearance.
Absolutely. Very safe play. The ball is kept in by BYU nicely. Myers is able to clear it again.
And you know, Mendez actually pushed the other player around a bit. But, hey, if you can get it to it if without the referee noticing, go ahead.
I'll tell you what. Mendez and Mitnick are playing very, very aggressive soccer right now.
But then again, they have been committed. There are a lot of faults against them, and some of them were noticed. So I think they have the right, you know, to do some pushing around. Small pushing, but, you know, as long as it doesn't get noticed and it's no big deal.
Oh, here comes BYU into the box looking for a cross. Nobody there to help. The player was taken down, and you know what? It goes out. That's going to be a corner kick for BYU. This is a dangerous situation. BYU is going to have a nice set-piece opportunity to get the game-winning sudden death goal here, Caro.
Yes, as long as they don't get a rebound kick. That's the one that has been hurting us in these two halves. And let's hope they don't get a rebound and the goalkeeper catches the ball.
Going to need to get a little bit lucky here. Here comes the kick from the corner, BYU. It goes long, looking for a head. Anderson gets a hand on it, knocks it out nicely. BYU still going to have the ball in good position to score, but Anderson got it out of the real danger zone.
Yes, he did. That was good goalkeeping. And then again, I think he should manage to catch the ball and get hold of it because the rebounds are what's killing us.
The freshman Braden Lawrence just took a long shot from about 30 yards away for BYU. Sailed over the goal. Really nothing doing there. There's 2 minutes left now. It's tied 2-2 in this sudden death 10-minute overtime period. If there's no goal, we will go to a second sudden death overtime period. BYU is on the attack. Myers with another great play. BYU gets it back. Here comes Howard. Ball's taken away from him. BYU has it. Long shot. Wide. Anderson was there anyway. He was on his side of the post. He was hugging the post, Caro. And if that had been on target, it would have been no problem.
Yeah. I think actually we had to do both 20 times, even if there is a goal on the first extra time. Well, that's at least FIFA regulation.
Here comes a kick from Myers. That one's caught. Valdez has it. There's Bonacosta, who we haven't heard from in a while. It'd be nice to see him get going. Plays it out wide. Nice play there. That's going to go out of bounds. That's BYU ball.
And BYU is actually looking pretty good this first time of the half of the extra time. But then again, it could be that they are going downhill. And they are not playing with this guy. What was his name?
Mark Davis.
Mark Davis. And I think that is helping them.
And you know what? Even you may call that, and we're under a minute now here in this period. He did score, though. So you can't take that away from him. Here comes the cross. It's going to be about a 40-yard free kick from the BYU Hawaii guys.
And that's
here it comes. It's coming on. Yeah, that's going to find Valdez. It's not a real problem for anybody. It's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be a throw-in for BYU Hawaii. Here it comes. They got to work quick because there are 30 seconds now left in this period. Here comes the cross. Oh, it finds a BYU player in the middle. Oh! Eric Anderson with the amazing diving save. He dove and had to stick his hand up. That ball was going top shelf. And Eric Anderson with a fantastic play keeps this game alive. Seemingly ended the game on that kick from BYU. But no, Eric Anderson would have none of it.
And he proved to be an amazing goalkeeper once again. Because that was a good play, that was a good shot, that was an amazing shot. You know, that shot deserved to go on, but Anderson got that.
And there's the buzzer. That's the end of the first 10-minute period. There's going to be a 2-minute break, and Carol and I are going to stay with you during it because so much happened in that 10-minute span that it can't be overlooked. First of all, the Dominican offense looks tired.
Yeah, they do. They do look tired. And, you know, the good thing, I'm going to say it again, the good thing is that the next half they're playing downhill.
Yep, and that's how they scored their two goals, is playing downhill. Maybe the downhill will give them a little momentum and ride them back into their streaks down the side.
Yes. I am afraid, like you said, because the other team is maybe stronger and they are taller and they are certainly bigger. And our guys are certainly faster, but they are tired. Who wouldn't be? They've been playing for 100 minutes now. So you know what's 100 minutes running? Try playing a 30-minute game and you'll know.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And there's only a minute left in the intermission now. That's why we stayed with you, because it's real quick. But Eric Anderson, the freshman goalie, is really, really amazing me right now.
He is amazing.
That goal, the BYU guy was 10 feet out in front of the goal with the whole goal wide open. He saw Anderson dive low for the ball and decided to chip it up over him. Actually, a pretty smart play. But Anderson just stuck his big old paw up, snatched that ball out of midair, and kept this game alive.
You know, that was actually a good play. It had some good passes, and the shot was wide clear. That was actually, that's a goal that if you get a goal in like that, you're not as sad as when you get a cheap goal, because that was a good play. But thank God it didn't go in, because we would be over right now. But anyway, if that had been the two goals during the game, I think we wouldn't be as upset as we are, because that was a good shot. Not like the other two goals. They were kind of cheap and more luck than tactic.
Oh my, Eric Anderson, way to go. And we're going to be back with you. And the teams are on the field. This is going to be a 10-minute sudden death. First goal wins for these 10 minutes. Dominican looks primed to score. They're heading back downhill. That's how they scored their points before. I'm sure that's how they're going to do it again. They're looking to do it. You know what? They're bouncing. They have bounce right now. And that's surprising, because they've now played 100 minutes of soccer, and that is a lot of running for anybody. Bella steals the ball off the start, gets tripped up. That's a foul. It's going to be free kick, Dominican. It's going to be Evan Myers on the free kick. He passes it down low. Valdez is going to have it. It's going to be taken away, but Mitnick takes it back. David Mendez is going to be there. BYU gets it back, taken back by Howard. Long shot, just over the goal. Oh, my goodness, that couldn't have been more than a foot over the goal. It looked in. You know what? The goalie was late, too, even though he got his hand up there and he's 6'7". I don't think it would have been a goal. Unbelievable effort there from Howard from far. Here comes Mitnick back. So Dominican's heading back downhill, and they're looking good. That one goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a throw-in. David Mendez gets it. Here comes Mitnick down in the corner, dribbling around. Ball's ricocheted off Mendez, and BYU's going to get a hold of it. BYU bringing it up. There's going to be three Dominicans back and three BYUs on the attack. Here it goes. Here's the shot. Way wide. Not going to trouble Anderson. 30 feet out. Still tied here 2-2. 8 minutes, 30 seconds left in this sudden death period.
If they stay tied, it's gonna be a tie. There's no more extra time, no penalties. It's just a tie.
You heard it, folks. 8 minutes, 30 seconds left to score the game-winning goal. If you don't, it goes down as a tie. And believe me, this team wants to beat BYU badly right now, and they are playing their hearts out, and they deserve to.
Oh, is this a corner kick?
Yes, it is. It's gonna be a corner kick for BYU.
That's scary.
Here it comes in. Anderson gets hands on it.
Nice.
Very brave. Very brave defending there. Another cross on. Oh, bicycle kick. Oh, 3 feet maybe over the goal. You know what? Fantastic effort there by BYU Hawaii. That was Kevin Franck on the bicycle kick. Really clever play.
Smart play. You know, just for the sake of sports, it is too bad that it didn't go in, because it was a really good play.
Oh, the bicycle kick. That's getting professional right there. That was very impressive. Couldn't have missed it by more than 3 feet. BYU's back on the ball. They have it outside the box. Nice lead pass. This is trouble, but Valdez gets back. Valdez is very speedy, and he got back and recovered well. Ball goes out. BYU throwing. They have to chase it down. It went rolling into the forest. They're going to chase that ball down. 2-2 here. We're in the second overtime. The throw-in goes in.
And this is always the hardest part of a game, the second overtime, because everyone is just exhausted.
Yeah, you can really tell. They're still moving very fast because they're very physical athletes, but they are exhausted, and who wouldn't be after 100 minutes of soccer?
Yes. And I am concerned with so many corner kicks because, as we've said before, that may be your weakness and their strength. And as tired as they are right now, I wouldn't put it past them to get a goal in.
So here comes a set piece. It's going to be BYU from the corner. Look out for Majewski, the 6'4" defender. He's up in the pack. He could be trouble because there's no one to really match his height on Dominican. Here comes the kick. It's crossed in. It's really, really high. They get ahead to it. It goes straight up, and Anderson jumps up and grabs it and snatches it out in front of the defender. Great play by Anderson. The goalie continues his stellar night.
Great play. And this could be it for the Dominican.
David Mendez a little loose on the pass there. The ball goes back. Vela is able to take it. He gets it to David Mendez. David wins a battle for the ball right there and then loses right after it, but Howard's there. They're going to call a penalty. That's going to be a foul on Mendez. He took out a leg of one of the BYU players. Free kick, BYU. 6 minutes left here.
The good thing is it's nowhere near close the goal post. So I don't think, unless they can make a really good play out of this kick, I don't think we have to worry about it.
It's going to be Majewski, the 6'4" defender. He's going to try and cross it in. He's going all the way towards goal. He's looking for somebody. Anderson goes way out, knocks it out, but he ran over Evan Myers. He toppled him, and Myers is down hurt. Anderson rolled right over him, and Myers is staying on the ground. This is teammate on teammate, and Anderson picks him up, and it looks like Myers is going to be okay. So no need to worry about that. Vanderpool checks back in. It looks like it's going to be Manny Sandoval Gutierrez who checks out. Vanderpool plays a very strong defense. He's very good at winning balls in the air. BYU throw in. That one goes out. It's going to be another BYU throw in. And here's the throw in. Finally, they track down the ball. Ball goes in. Dominican with a little trip there. They got away with it. BYU won the ball in a good position. He's looking for a cross in the middle. Back heel flick. Nobody there but Ryan Schilling for Dominican. He clears the ball.
Excellent defending on Dominican side. And it could have been a really good play if they had managed to get the goal in the center again.
BYU has it back in their own half. There's a long clearance, and the ball is so high, and the sun is directly behind the southern goal. Oh, and here comes the play from BYU, but Eric Anderson goes all the way out. Oh, no, but the ball was hit. They tripped it over Anderson, and a DU defender used his hand to block it, but the ref, I guess, didn't see it. It seemed pretty clear to me. The crowd definitely thinks so. I am shocked that that wasn't called. Uh-oh. Robles is getting pushy. He's shoving other people. It looks like Mark Davis, the person who had the obscene gesture towards the stands and the scorers table, is back in the game, and he's the one who just got shoved. Hopefully, maybe it'll light a fire under Dominican with 4 minutes left. Tie 2-2. If they don't score in these 4 minutes, it goes down as a tie, and they really deserve a win for their effort in this one. Here comes a nice rolled shot, rolled right to Anderson, who picks it up nicely, but you never know with these Forest Meadows divots how it's going to end up. He throws it out to Vela, leads Vela on the break. Here's Robles, who gets it to Nuri. Nuri, with the speed, able to get to it. Broken up by Majewski, the 6'4 defender. Vela slides in, gets in front of the clearance, stops it, but BYU is able to pick it up. BYU streaking down the sideline. Here they come. They're working on control. Two defenders on there. Oh, and the BYU player splits the defenders, and then Howard comes in on a foul.
And BYU is certainly keeping up, and they have been making a pretty good plays and worrisome plays because they have two good shots. And that hand, you know, even though it's in our favor that they didn't call it, it was pretty clear that it was a hand. And now a free kick, and that could be a problem because, you know, they're really strong.
And here it comes from BYU. Free kick, 35 yards out. It's into the middle nicely. Anderson gets up and gets his big old paws on it, pulls that one down. Nice save from Anderson again, who kicks it downfield to leave Mitnick on his way. Mitnick goes under the player who goes up for the ball. Loses it to BYU. BYU with the ball at midfield. Taken away by Nuri Bonacosta. The ball goes all the way through to David Mendez, and he's streaking down the box. He looks like he's going to get help. He's looking for it. He tries to make a move. No, and well defended. Well defended by Mishewski, the 6'4" defender.
It was
great
a nice
play.
Defending. Yeah, it was a good play, good defending, and it wasn't offside. And, you know, that's pretty a play you get with when you're offside. It was really good because Dominican players are so fast.
2 minutes left now in this overtime. Sudden death. Score and you win. If it stays tied, it goes down in the books as a tie. David Mendez gets the throw in. The ball's taken away by BYU. BYU's on the counterattack. Oh, no, no, no. And the Dominican player, that was Rafael Garcia.
Oh, he's going to get a card.
Yeah, Rafael Garcia came up, chased down a BYU player from behind and tripped him from behind. That's probably going to be a yellow card, and I wouldn't blame the ref if he gave it.
He's going to give it.
And there it
is.
That's the yellow, and you know what? I got to agree with him there, Caro.
Yes, it was a dirty play. It was a yellow card.
Here comes BYU, plays it in. There's just under 2 minutes left in this game.
And he's open.
Here comes a cross in the middle of the head, right to Anderson. Anderson just grabs it. He doesn't care. He waves all his players on. He says, get downfield. We got 2 minutes left to win this thing. Minute 40.
That was a good play and good goalkeeping.
Here's Vela on the ball. Vela trying to work some magic, chips it into the corner. He's going to lead Garcia. Oh, and Vela was taken out on the play, and Vela is down. He's hobbling. He's hurt. He was tripped as he went to kick it, and he looks like he's in pain. There's a minute 20 left, and Vela is in the backfield. Everyone's pushing forward to go score, and Vela is just trying to walk. Vela is in some serious pain, folks. Fabian Valdez is going to be on the free kick. He's going to try and get it in there. There's a minute left now.
I think it's too long to try and get the goal in, but let's see.
Here it is. Flicks on, looking for a head. Evan Myers, no, wide. Found a head, but he was a little too wide from the start. Here comes BYU on the quick counterattack. There's 45 seconds left in this game, tied 2-2. If it's still tied after these 40 seconds, it will be a tie. If someone scores, they win the game. Here comes BYU in the box. Nice sliding play. Sam Vela, who got up and playing like a madman with a beautiful sliding challenge. 30 seconds left. Sam Vela might have just saved the game because there were crosses open.
Beautiful slide. That was a building play that looked well. And he slides just in time to get the ball off and no contact with the other player. That's the kind of slides you need.
Here's BYU on the ball, top of the box. Go to shoot it. Vanderpool is there. He blocks a shot from the field. Here it comes. This could be a last chance. There's 10 seconds left. Vanderpool needs to push it. He just shoves it ahead. See if someone's there. No one's going to be there. Mitnick's going to get to the ball. Oh, but BYU stops it. 1 second left, and that's going to do it. It's going to go down as a tie. 2-2, folks. I'll tell you what. Dominican played their hearts out. They deserved a win. They're going to walk away with a tie. They can't hang their heads because they didn't lose. They'll get a point. But, man, did they deserve a win.
They did, and you know, you could see that they were tired, but even though they were tired, this last play was really good. And I have to say, I think BYU plays better under pressure because they were better in this last extra half that they had been in all the game. But you know, that's just too sad because they didn't deserve even a tie. They didn't play well.
You know what? That's going to do it for us, folks. The women lose, the men tie. In overtime, thrilling game. They really played their hearts out. For Caro, I'm Brian Sanchez. This is radio.dominican.edu. Thanks for tuning in.